KTSW Mobile.
KO4HKX Mobile.
I think what it is if we don't have a crisis to focus on, then we'll focus on other things that, you know, that people don't want you to see or focus on.
With a big disaster, so you don't see what's really happening.
I agree, that definitely looks that way.
Did it rain last night?
Yeah, but if I did, it wasn't much of nothing, because, I mean, wasn't nothing wet when I walked outside this morning.
Yeah, the car was wet, like it drizzled a little bit, but that was about it.
A whole lot, but we got enough to wet the ground, except for right under the trees on the pavement. That's the only place I've seen it. It didn't, couldn't have been too much.
Probably didn't pay enough attention this morning, but I know the windshield wasn't wet. I don't know that we got anything at all, but it was speckled like, you know, it had rain. I was kind of curious, but I didn't think anything about it. Was that time for some tent camping weather?
It's getting close to that time of year, isn't it?
September, I'm probably going to end up doing some camping trips because the wife wants to do some tent camping. And me and the boys got a camping trip with Boy Scouts to Canyon Bridge down towards, I guess, Piedmont. But I guess we're going to try to squeeze two of them in.
Cast net this weekend when you go to the beach, because those bait fish should be running down there. It's going to be really easy to catch some nice ones from the beach.
Best.
It'll be a continuous line. You can't miss them, and throw from behind them towards them. If you throw it at them, they kind of see it and try to scatter. You don't catch as many.
I'll try to remember that.
Some in a bucket, but that, man, if you put them in a bucket, they just die within just minutes. Can't quite figure that one out.
Like an aerator or something for it.
I didn't have one in that. Yeah, even catch a bunch of like little 3 and 4 inchers. I just was putting them on whole and alive and having really good success. You just got to watch out when you dump them on the beach, because the seagulls will come down there and grab them.
Adventure though, trying to keep the seagulls and stuff off your food. Gentlemen, it is that time for me. I'm pulling in the parking lot. As soon as I get the truck parked, I'm gonna head on in and get to this 6 o'clock meeting. So y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully I'll talk to y'all sometime this next week. And maybe we can get together at some point on the HF bands while I'm gone, but. Y'all have a good one. 73KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Andrew, have a great day, and hopefully talk to you this afternoon. KO4HKX.
So you guys have an awesome time down there at the beach. Be safe, and yeah, text me, and I'll jump on, and we should be able to make good contact on HF. Enjoy yourself and be safe. KN4TFW. Probably. Susan probably want to go to the beach sometime in October, maybe go down there to use her aunt's condo down there in Panama City.
Trip in October.
Into that part of Florida.
Did I remember I've ever been there? I wouldn't know it if I had.
Construction job down at Mobile, which isn't real far from there.
There plenty of times. We know what I'm going to get into this weekend. It's supposed to rain, so can't plan anything outside.
Sure, they're saying tomorrow's the day. It's probably going to be a washout, especially in the afternoon. It's like a 70% chance.
I've got to go fix my grandfather's van, take care of it. So I'll probably do that in the morning, get it out of the way.
Different subject. I heard Chad on the radio yesterday evening, and he's got COVID again.
Been texting with him for a couple days. He said he's kicking his behind. Just feels real weak.
He was saying, and that, yeah, Yeah, it ain't no joke. It definitely sucks the life right out of you, for sure.
Affects everybody different. Some people get it and don't even notice it, and other people get it and just seem to never get over it.
Had like a half a day of actually feeling bad, and then it was another month of just sucking the energy out of you if you've done anything.
Pretty much how I felt. A day or two just really didn't feel good, but after that it's just like the cough and just no energy.
A chance last night to see in the northern lights.
Anything about that?
Storming real bad this weekend. I might get on the radio and play around a little bit.
Probably try to get home some, at least Sunday afternoon.
In the morning, there's so many nets and so many people that are normally carrying on conversations, it's hard to find anybody new.
Faith and Family Freedom Rally up here real close to the house, and the Lieutenant Governor is supposed to come speak at it, so I may ride up and listen to him. Faith, Family, and Freedom Rally at Anchor Church, Baptist Church, which is just right up from the house. It's supposed to be a family get-together, but the Lieutenant Governor is supposed to come speak Saturday at 4 o'clock, so I may ride up and listen to him.
And that'd be a change anyway.
Yeah, as long as it ain't raining too bad. Couple of years, I've just got to where I just don't care to be around large groups of people inside.
Never tell what's going to happen and that, so it's always iffy for sure.
Broadcast it on their little radio station, so I may just listen to it there. I'm only about 2 miles from it, so shouldn't be a problem hearing it.
I think so anyway, right? KN4 TFW.
We got two radio stations. They got an FM station, and then they got an AM station. Now, the AM station, they get out all over Western North Carolina and upstate South Carolina, but the FM station only does right there local.
Haul off some old computers to get them disposed of. I've been trying to get rid of those things since I started there.
Privacy records and stuff like that.
You had to have somebody come in, and I guess if they took out all the hard drives or they wiped all the hard drives and took different pieces out of it and that, and then finally there was a disposal place just right around the corner from us, and I had to take them over to there and that. Then they wouldn't take my credit card. I had to get another credit card to pay for it. 1,700 pounds of computers.
Giving them some of those microchips back that they can use.
Gonna shred them.
No, I was just joking.
Me a new computer yesterday. Of course, you know, the email is a different version and it looks totally different. And then the computer is just... The program we use now, the screens are all different. You got to try to figure out everything. I ain't even figured out what app to use to get online and search for stuff.
Well, that change. It's a good thing, but it's a nightmare at the same time.
A lot of traffic over your way.
A little more than normal, but. Got one trying to meet the meat wagon, driving like an idiot.
That's definitely for sure, especially out here where I'm at.
bad wreck out there on 85 yesterday. I heard about it yesterday afternoon, but I don't know what happened.
I won't have to be out and about today any. If I do, maybe it'll just be Home Depot and I don't have to get on the interstate to do that.
Stay right here pretty much on the way to Hampton all day.
It's like taking your life in your hands there. It's terrible.
I think during the day, the last couple of weeks, I've noticed a drop in traffic. And there's big gaps where it's easy to get out in traffic, and just hadn't seen a whole, traffic hadn't seemed to be as heavy, seen just as many idiots driving, but traffic hadn't, as overall, hadn't been as heavy.
Dang, hopefully it ain't because people are getting laid off.
But only time will tell. Your antenna, that HF antenna you put up, does it have a place where you could put an antenna on top of it? Also, like the mast goes on through?
It doesn't have that, but you could probably, you know, hook something to it to get up a little bit higher. But I've seen them make them just out of a, you know, an electrical outlet box, and they just drill holes and put the stuff in there and jumper the wires together and everything. You could probably do something like that.
I was asking is if it's got to where you can put the mast up on, continue the mast on to where you could put like a 2-meter antenna on top of it. It might work pretty good out there on my setup that I got now, and then I could put it on the rotator and turn it around if I ever wanted to, wherever, to do a little direction finding.
This one, yeah, you might could drill, you know, attach something to it, but I think the most of it is, it's like a plastic up at the top, and then, but like I said, there's a couple of metal versions of it out there.
About that yesterday when I heard you talking about it, that might be a good option for me to get it out away from the house and all in one place. As long as I could, but my 2-meter antenna, I'd have to put it on top because it's so tall.
We just put a little offset on it. Hook another, you know, rod to it and lift it up, you know, 3 or 4 feet above the other antenna and go up between it. I don't think it'll affect it any.
My next question was if you could go up between two of the bands and put that way.
It's going to hurt anything. I mean, you're so close to the, you know, to the center point, I don't believe it's going to hurt anything at all.
Do your antennas stick out vertically or horizontally from the mast?
Yeah, they go out horizontally about, roughly about 7 foot each way.
That'll be my next question, because it depends on how far out they stick. If I can put them where I got the antenna.
You can use a piece of fiberglass to go up between them, and then you'd be fine. It wouldn't affect it at all.
You're going to be using the two antennas at the same time, but I don't want to, you know, don't want to cause problems with the SWR and all that either.
It'll affect it any. And it looked big when I was putting it together, but up on top of my chimney, it doesn't look all that big anymore. I think the fiberglass parts are less than 4 feet.
Do a little research on that this weekend.
See, you could, when you bought it, you could buy the bands that you wanted, but when I bought mine, it came, they didn't have, I didn't see that option. So it came with, you know, they wanted you to have, it came with like 75, 40, 20, and 15, you know, so, but you can put on whatever you want. You just got to buy two ham sticks. But there's some options where you can buy just the hub. You know, it probably wouldn't be bad if you had 10.
For videos where those antennas are also vertical, that's why I was asking you which one you had.
In that one, I mean, I have that Hustler bracket, and I have the, you know, like four antennas hooked to the little bracket for different bands. You know, they kind of, three of them veer off at like a 60-degree angle, and then my 2 meters vertical. And that, and it appears to work good, and I just got them all hooked together. And that, I can't complain about it. I like it horizontal because that way I can aim it.
I may not have that option where it's, they stick out so far. You're talking 14 feet. I just don't know if I got that kind of room.
By the house and just look at it. You're going to be over in that area tomorrow.
Now?
Yeah, I meant today.
I'm there right now.
In the parking lot, so I'm going to have to get in here and get my party started. But yeah, if you decide to swing by, just swing by, and that, you can definitely look at it. You'll see what kind of setup I got. And I'll catch up with you later. Try to be safe. KN4TSW.
73 again. Hope you have a great day, and try to catch you this afternoon. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.